July 24th. Jesus says, the works of love are always an invitation to love, be they sweet and gratifying or severe. For love tends to unite with its creations, and, therefore, even when it reproaches, it invites them to draw near to be forgiven, or to fuse with it, to be blessed. Those who say God is fearsome do not know God, and if that is the case, it remains forgivable, till they are lying, though knowing Him, and it is then unforgivable, because they are sacrilegiously taking away God's most divine crown. The crown of charity which understands and forgives, it is unforgivable, because they are taking away from their neighbors the power which saves them, the power of trust and most merciful charity. When I hear someone, even if a priest, who thunders against a soul, God is not pleased with you, God condemns you, and so on, I again experience the pain I felt when, in Palestine, I was categorically rejected as what I was by my enemies, and I must make an effort to be merciful so as not to condemn those condemning their neighbors and rejecting my infinite, patient mercy. Be at peace. I am always your loving God. My note. I was recalling the last letter from Father Magliarini, and certain phrases he used in regard to me, and Jesus comforted me this way, cancelling out the effect of those phrases by Father, who, to silence my tongue, which pronounces sincere words painful to him, because I disapprove of many of his actions, wants to scare me, by threatening me with divine wrath. This is how Jesus comforts me.